Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement. Today is Kelly Sherman's 6th anniversary with the Wellness Forum. So for all of you who appreciate Kelly and want to say something nice to her, her VoiceCom number is 614-898-2949. So anyway, she certainly works hard for all of us, and I appreciate her every day. So I wanted to let you know about that. Okay, so for today's message, device and drug makers increase their revenues by lobbying Congress to require Medicare to pay for their wares. The argument is always that the latest and most high-tech diagnostic test or the newest drug are superior, and that it's almost unethical to withhold access to these latest and greatest medical options from Americans. And this argument is usually pretty well received, particularly since members of Congress are at least in part financed by the companies that are doing the lobbying, and their requests for reimbursement are usually granted. Sometimes without much or any documentation showing that these really represent improvements in patient care, which is sort of unfortunate. This is certainly the case with DEXA scan several years ago. I've talked about that for years, and it's now the case with computer-aided detection, which is used in conjunction with mammography. Congress mandated that Medicare pay for CAD in 2000. At the time, there were no large studies showing that this technology was effective or that it assisted doctors in making better or more accurate diagnoses. That didn't matter. Not only was the test approved and mandated for payment, it was done so without any requirement for follow-up studies, and to this day, the government hasn't reviewed the issue. In 2001, however, researchers at UC Davis decided to determine the efficacy of CAD by examining the outcomes of over 400,000 mammograms, some of which involved the use of the technology and some of which did not. Instead of being beneficial, the researchers found that the use of CAD resulted in 30% more women requiring additional tests and 20% more biopsies were performed as a result of using it. Of course, medical professionals respond by stating that this is exactly the purpose of it. Let's increase the odds of finding breast cancers that might otherwise be missed by the use of mammography alone. The problem is that the use of CAD did not result in any improvement in the actual diagnosis of cancer. In an article published in the New England Journal of Medicine, the researchers reported, quote, "The use of computer-aided detection is associated with reduced accuracy of interpretation of screening mammograms," end of quote. Mammography is a notoriously ineffective tool. It doesn't reduce a woman's risk of dying from breast cancer. The addition of CAD makes an already virtually useless diagnostic test even more useless and more expensive. As a result of the Medicare reimbursement mandate, however, the use of CAD has been steadily increasing, and most private insurers are expected to cover it now too. This scenario is one of the major contributors, and it's an example of how increased cost of healthcare results from bloated entitlement programs and the ever-escalating cost of all kinds of tests and procedures that just don't have any benefit. Now, I am not a great fan of insurance companies, but I've found myself siding with them more and more lately. While the industry certainly has done many things to induce consumer dissatisfaction and distrust, the public has demanded that these companies pay for more and more services at increasingly higher prices, and most of this increase just doesn't result in improved outcomes. As a patient, the important thing to remember when it comes to medical care is that more is not better, new does not mean better, and expensive doesn't mean better. And, when we make these demands on Medicare and insurance companies to pay for new, more, latest, that doesn't necessarily mean that anybody is getting better as a result of it. So when you hear information like this, you know, one of the things we hope will result from it is that more and more people will drop out of what John McDougall calls the medical mill, where we just subject ourselves to more and more stuff, not necessarily with better or improved outcomes. That's all for now, and have a great day.